It was March 5th, 2020, when this program premiered. The new coronavirus, COVID-19, had just begun to be identified in the Houston region. We were early out of the gate with the message, don't panic, but be prepared. We'd already been on the air a week before they closed down the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. We needed a place for the community to turn to separate fact from fiction and to have their questions answered. Over 3.5 years, as the COVID threat lessened, our attention to other topics grew, from healthcare to social justice, arts coverage to politics. We became a gathering space for the community to be heard, and you were, through phone calls, emails, even social media tweets and messages. We accomplished our mission, and today we bring this program to a close. Over the next hour, we remember and celebrate Town Square.
Town Square with Ernie Manous is made possible with support from listeners like you. Subscribe to our daily podcast and find episodes at townsquaretalk.org.
Hello, I'm Ernie Manous, and this is the final Town Square. Now, just to be clear, it's not the end of me or the end of the Town Square team. We're all moving on to new assignments and working on new content across multiple platforms right here at Houston Public Media. But this show, Town Square with Ernie Manous, is coming to an end. Today's our final episode, so we'll be hearing throughout the hour from some of our most frequent and impactful guests. But in the studio, we have some of our favorite Town Square family members. We couldn't say goodbye without our very first guest from 3.5 years ago, who actually went on to be with us practically weekly, if not more, throughout the pandemic. Dr. Catherine Troisi. Hello, Dr. Troisi.
Hi, nice to be here.
It's amazing. The quote I made at the very top of the show, don't panic, but be prepared, I took credit for it. That was actually the first thing you said on this show, and it held so true throughout the whole pandemic.
And going forward as well.
Yeah, yeah. Also with us in studio, she's a best-selling author. She's seen her work translated to the screen and also happens to be a teacher right here in our own community. It's the author of Moxie, Jennifer Mathieu. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Ernie. It's so good to be here with you.
And I'm happy we got you in right before school starts, because that's going to be busy this year, huh?
Yes, it will be. It surely will.
Also, one of our greatest finds, the man who can address practically any topic we threw his way while also helping us to cope with some of the most challenging issues of our times, Dr. Jeff Temple. Hello, Dr. Jeff.
Thrilled to be here, Ernie. Thank you for having me.
We couldn't do the show without you. And that is
agreed. True.
Oh, agreed.
Yeah, absolutely.
I also want to remind you the phone number here is 888-486-9677, 888-4-TOWN-SQUARE. We have an awful lot packed into this hour, so there's a good chance we may not get too many calls today. But if you want to call us, give us a call or email us talk@townsquaretalk.org. We'd love to hear from you. One thing to remember is that as we did the show, we were situated right here with the News 88.7 newsroom. And so I want to welcome to the show a regular contributor to this show as well, Andrew Schneider, politics and government reporter. Andrew, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Ernie.
The main reason I wanted to start off with you is I wanted to thank you and the entire newsroom and the station as a whole for embracing us and helping us to do the work we did. You folks are so dedicated to your reporting. You know your situations better than almost anyone, and you're always willing to come and share with us and share with our audience. And I thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome, Ernie. It's been a pleasure and a privilege to work with you over the last 3 years, and I hope that we have more opportunities to do so in the future.
I think a lot of people here aren't quite sure how to handle this. They're like, oh, he's going away. Oh, he's still going to be here? Yes, you're still stuck with me and my loud music and all of that. Andrew, just from your point of view, this type of show, having this here, especially during the 3.5 years we came through, your thoughts on the importance of something like that?
I think it's been absolutely critical. I mean, we were talking before the show started about the sheer number of major news stories that broke right before the show that you wound up covering.
Yeah, because we came on at 3 o'clock, and so a lot of stuff in the world seems to happen around lunchtime, I'm noticing.
Right. I mean, apart from the pandemic, you had to deal with the Uvalde shooting, you had to deal with the January 6th insurrection, and it's just been an absolutely crucial way of involving the community in terms of trying to come to terms with some of these major and often cases heartbreaking events, and helping them to figure out what these events mean to them and how they should react.
And I do have to say, we could not have been as well prepared as we were to go on air and cover these issues if it wasn't for the newsroom, you, Andrew, all of your colleagues. I can't thank you enough for the help you gave us to make this show work.
Well, like I said, it's been a pleasure and a privilege to do so. And you know, speaking on behalf of the entire News 88.7 newsroom, we're going to miss the opportunity to speak with you on a regular basis.
I'll still come around and bug you. Andrew Schneider, politics and government reporter for News 88.7 Houston Public Media. Thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Somebody else who contributed a lot to this show and helped us understand a lot that was going on in the world outside of COVID was Rocky Rhodes from South Texas College of Law. Rocky's calling us in now. Hello there, Rocky.
Good afternoon, Ernie.
So, Rocky, anything to say as we wrap this one up?
Well, I'm definitely going to miss all the hard questions that you gave me and all your listeners gave me when I would come on the program and try to explain some of these legal concepts and how they were relating it to our lives here in Houston. So I'm going to really miss that opportunity to engage with you and your listeners on the show. It was always a pleasure, as Andrew was saying, a pleasure and a privilege, and I'm going to miss that opportunity.
You know, I do have to say, in such a changing world and so much that we weren't used to dealing with, especially the stuff that was going on in Washington and the Supreme Court, it was really wonderful to be able to turn to you, Rocky, to get it explained and to help us understand. And I hope I speak on behalf of all of the audience of this show. We learned so much and appreciated so much your being part of this show. I know we've worked together on a number of shows, and we've been through a number of shows coming to their end, and then we just spring up in the next one. So I hope when we spring up again, you'll be right there with us and ready to help.
That would be my pleasure, Ernie. I would love to do it.
Rocky, thank you so much. Rocky Rhodes, South Texas College of Law. He got us through a lot of what was going on at the Supreme Court level. Here in studio with me is Dr. Troisi, Jennifer Mattu, and Dr. Jeff. Dr. Troisi, I guess for you, being on the show so much in the early days, and we got a lot of very difficult questions, and it must have been hard to stay on the edge of everything that was happening and to be able to come on a show like this and be able to share that information.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time researching before I came on the show because I didn't know what types of questions would be asked. And things, particularly in the beginning of the pandemic, were changing so quickly. There was always new information. But your callers always asked good questions. I never got, can I say, crazies calling in. So that helped a lot.
You know, I do want to mention that audience of ours, as you listen, we are so thankful for this audience. They have always been respectful. They have always been inquisitive. We did something a lot of other programs in the media don't do, which is have such an open, broad view. We didn't become narrow into our own beliefs. We were open to hear what everyone had to say. And I think everyone that called in, I hope, felt respected and heard. And they kept calling and we kept answering their questions to the best of our information at the moment they called, which I think was the hardest thing we had to struggle through on this in this period, was things changed, you know? And what was correct today, we may learn something more tomorrow. And that's why I appreciated Dr. Troisi, you coming on week after week to keep us informed as things evolved. And I think we really learned how science worked that way.
Yeah. I would add, though, I think another part that made it hard doing any media, and I've done a lot of it during the pandemic, is science can be very nuanced. Mm-hmm. And interpreting it in a short amount of time without losing the accuracy is always a challenge.
And you were so good at that, and still are. I'm saying, just because this show's going away, you're not going to stop doing what you do. Larry tweets that Voltaire said, "All good things must end." This show was part of my drive time listening and will be missed. Jennifer, you got a few emails in there. Lauren Anderson, a dear friend of our show, couldn't be with us because I think she's up in Michigan or something, but she sent a note. What did she have to say?
Yes, the lovely Lauren Anderson of the Houston Ballet says, "Thank you for creating a space where I have felt safe to be my authentic self, no matter the topic. And some of the topics have been rough, honey. Not all tutus and tiaras. It's been a great ride. Love to you, Lauren."
Ah, that's great to hear. Thank you, Lauren. We love you, too. Dr. Jeff, for you, the thing that stood out about you, now I'm going to praise you for a minute. We did a lot of mental health segments along the way, especially during the last 3.5 years. We had a need for it. Nobody connected with the audience like you did. When you came on, and we always would say, we're going to do this because it's an important topic to do. We may not get many calls. When you came on, switchboard lit up. People loved to hear from you. There was a way that you took this. You were kind of like the firm daddy, you know? You were there to say, this is what you need to pay attention to, but you did it in a loving way.
You know, the last few years, you talked about, you know, at what you've covered has been a whole lot, whether it's the insurrection or the pandemic or school shootings or natural disasters. We could go on and on. And Houston has been the victim of several of them. And you were there for them, but also the community has had to experience that. And I hope that I have been a voice of compassion and concern.
We've got a call coming in right now from U.S. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, a friend of the program. Hello there, Congresswoman.
Greetings to all of you, those guests that you have in-house, those on the line, and those who are saying their important notes. And I can tell you that is Lauren Anderson, because when she puts in the word honey, it is Lauren Anderson. So, Ernie, you're a honey, and Town Square is a honey. I just wanted to call in because in my capacity in Washington on the Budget Committee, Homeland Security, and Judiciary, I've really made a renewed commitment to the question of democracy. Democracy is voices. The town square, in fact, I used to do speeches on the floor and said, remember the town square where the town caller used to stand out and call people to a meeting to exert and speak about their views and to exert this new fledgling country's commitment to democracy. So I can't thank you enough. It's a perfect name. We've gone through some trying times. Those gun violence days, I heard people speaking disparately, but you allowing those of us who had a strong commitment to the Second Amendment, but a strong commitment to ending gun violence. In addition, you were the voice during COVID-19. People were frightened, hunkered down. And to our scientists, the best place to get it clarified was to come to the town square, and you did that. And many people felt a little bit more comfortable, ready to get a test. There was hesitancy on the vaccine, on the test at the very beginning, and then the vaccine. And then, of course, to be able to embrace the question of social justice so that social justice doesn't offend or leave out people. My view of social justice is it's everybody's stake. Everybody is a stakeholder, because that's what America's about. That's what the Bill of Rights is all about, is the social justice of our nation. Health, art, of course, and you always had those wonderful human interest stories with a little bit of humor. So I wanted to come on and say that you are, in fact, not just an NPR treasurer and a treasurer for PBS, but you are a treasurer for this community and really for the nation. There's something beautiful about the First Amendment that allows us to speak as we feel. I want to finish on this. I start out by saying I've got a renewed commitment to preserving democracy. And as we have watched the various, how should I say it, activities, I might use the word antics, but activities that engage in questioning our system of the judiciary, our system of the importance of our judges, our prosecutors, law enforcement, you know, our respect for, I'm on the federal level at this time, and certainly our respect for the FBI, but I expanded to the respect for our local law enforcement that I've worked with every single day. This is an important town square to say that you can raise your voices, but it does not take away from your commitment to the constitutional precept that says we have come together to create a more perfect union, and the Declaration of Independence that says that we all are created equal with certain inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I love all of those words. And Ernie, in the town square, you had it right down to the actual letter and gave people the opportunity to feel as free as they could be and as happy as they could be in their agreement and disagreement and not take it to a point of disagreeableness. I love it.
Congresswoman, thank you. Yes, Congresswoman, I wanted to say thank you so much. And thank you for always making yourself and your office available to us when we needed clarification on what was going on beyond this immediate studio in this city of ours. Thank you very much for joining us. And thank you so much for the kind words.
My privilege. Thank you, Ernie. Good luck to you and everyone else.
Thank you. We are going to take a quick break. In studio with me remaining, Dr. Catherine Troisi, Jennifer Mattu, and Dr. Jeff Temple. This is Town Square and your NPR station News 88.7. I'm Ernie Manous. We'll be right back. Picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm Ernie Manous. This is the final Town Square. With me in studio, Dr. Catherine Troisi, Jennifer Mathieu, and Dr. Jeff Temple. You can email us if you'd like to share your thoughts, feelings, comments, talk at townsquaretalk.org. You know, throughout the beginning and the origins of this show, it was all a health show, a COVID show. It was important that we knew what was going on in our community, but also in our medical centers, in our hospitals. One guest who was always there and willing to help us understand the bigger picture and what to do about it, Dr. James McDivitt, Executive Vice President at Baylor College of Medicine. He is on the phone with us now. Dr. McDivitt, what a pleasure to hear from you today.
Ernie, so hard to say goodbye.
It is. You know, we've been doing this a while. It's going to be weird. I don't know what I'm going to do from 3 to 4 every day.
Well, maybe we can get together and have an afternoon snack and a cup of coffee.
Maybe if they'll let me. See, I still have to work, though. Just because the show's going away doesn't mean I suddenly become a man of leisure. I'm curious, just so people understand, and just a real quick touch-up, how are we doing at our hospital systems now? Where are we with this COVID of ours?
Well, I think the hospital is doing very well. No doubt know, the COVID starting to resurge a little bit. We're seeing the wastewater numbers increase. We're seeing cases increase. And now we're seeing some patients admitted to the hospital for COVID, whereas 2-3 weeks ago they were admitted and we found the COVID incidentally. So we're seeing more, but again, not anywhere close to the sort of severity intensity of illness that we were seeing even a year ago. This is settling into something that is starting to look a little bit like seasonal flu. We'll see how this current surge goes, but it's going to be with us for quite some time, but we're no longer in crisis.
And because of that is part of the reasoning for this show to come to an end at this point. We set out on a specific goal to educate folks around COVID-19. We grew much bigger, I think, than any of us thought the show was going to in the aspect of the things we covered. But it was so important when we were able to turn to someone with your credentials, Dr. McDivitt, to talk to the community and let them know what was going on. It was reassuring at times. It was alarming at times, but in a way to let them know you've got to be aware and pay attention.
You know, and back at you, I think the best books about this are going to be written about 10 to 15 years from now. And when that book is written and we start to do the post-op on or autopsy on what went right and what went wrong, one of the things that is clearly critically important is good, effective, balanced communication for a problem that is continually emerging and the facts on the ground change. And I think you and your team did a great job of being that voice for this community, and this community really responded well, and you were a big part of that response.
Dr. McDivitt, thank you so much. We couldn't have done it without great guests like you that folks understood and appreciated your knowledge and information. They were the right guests at the right time, and they couldn't have been more accurate and impressive. Dr. McDivitt, thank you so much for taking the time that you did to join us on this show.
Take care, Ernie, and I hope we never, ever do it again.
I'm with you on that. Dr. James McDivitt, Executive Vice President at Baylor College of Medicine. You know, in talking to Dr. McDivitt, it reminds me how important it is to get the best guests we could. And when looking at what was happening globally, we went to somebody who was on the forefront of the battle against AIDS. He was there again, concerned and ringing the warning signs for COVID. It was Dr. William Hazeltine. And Dr. Hazeltine is unable to be with us today, but Jennifer, I hear he sent us something.
He sure did, Ernie. His words are the following. I would like to congratulate Ernie Manous and all the staff involved with Town Square on producing an excellent show. The residents of Houston are well served by his program. In my opinion, he exemplifies the best of dispassionate and well-informed journalism. I wish that he had a national audience to share his enlightened and balanced views of modern medical science and of COVID-19 in particular. I regret that my travel schedule makes it impossible to share my thoughts live on air.
Such a great guest, too. And he always, because he had offices in China, he could really give us an idea of what was going on in Asia, and he knew it differently. And being in New York, I remember him describing what it looked like in New York City during those early days and what he could see outside and the makeshift morgues that were being set up. It's funny, getting ready for this show, we went back and looked at and listened to a lot of what we had done in the past, how quickly we forget and how difficult a period that was and how many of us were so scared. But thanks to all of you and your help and the guests we've been talking about, we were able to get through it. Dr. Jeff, a little bit about the fear and how people regroup from moments like that.
You know, I was one of them. I was using bleach to clean off my fruit when it arrived from the store. And, you know, I still think back to those early days and don't really know how we got through it. And and we did. And I think that it tells us a couple things about some silver linings that came out of COVID. And one being that we really do like people and need people in our lives. And I think that's how we get through it. And that's how we got through it, is by surrounding ourselves with people, with friends, with family. And you know, someone who previously thought he was a misanthrope, me, I realize now that I really do need people and I like people and I want people in my life.
Well, we're happy we were able to get to know you through all of this experience. You, somebody else who became pretty much a regular, I do believe he was on like every Thursday for maybe 6 months or something like that, Dietrich von Biedenfeld. And he still continues to be a source of great information for us. He's on the line right now. Hello, Dietrich.
Good afternoon, Ernie.
We couldn't have done this show without also thanking you for helping. And the one area one of the areas, let's be honest here, business. It escapes me. I still don't understand how our money has value. And you've tried to explain that to me a number of shows, times on the show. But still, I think I'm hopeless.
You do an excellent job of asking, I think, objective and rational questions that are easily translatable. I can't convey all of the praise for your program and Town Square, your producers and staff, not only in their interactions with me, but with a number of my colleagues, because sometimes, you know, you'd call and it'd say, hey, this is last minute, but can you be on hold? I remember once the SBA administrator was having some technical difficulties, and I had just landed, I think, in Chicago. And so I went to the airport to be on standby, and he resolved it. But I don't do that for everybody. And I think it speaks to the high level of excellence in your programming, that not only are your guests regularly, you know, you've got experts in China, you've got the congresswoman calling in. Not only is everybody willing to drop everything to support your great work, but people that didn't know I was going to be on would text me afterwards and say, oh, I heard you. Well, they weren't listening for me. They were listening to your programming regularly and using the information as a source, not only of edification, but also they were complimenting the objectivity of your programming, the positive energy, the respectful demeanor and tone. As we looked at some of the hyperpartisanship and the stresses of the pandemic, the tone of your program, I think, was a source of strength and hope for a lot of people as they received information that wasn't always favorable.
Yeah. Dietrich, I want to say, as much as I appreciate the kind words you're saying, there was a whole team here that made the show come across that way, and I appreciate them. And all that you said toward me goes to all of them as well. And thank you, Dietrich, for always being ready to, at the drop of the hat, come on this show, or on the times we weren't quite sure we'd be able to get the right guest lined up, you just sitting by your phone in case we needed a guest. Thank you so much, Dietrich.
And you know, I'll be at the coffee shop, the coffee shop as well, from 3 to 4, if you want to swing by and use the internet. I'll see if Lenny will bought us a few coffees.
Okay, thank you, Dietrich, very much. Quickly, I want to take a poll of my folks here in studio. Who was the furthest away that came on the show when we were doing it all on phones? I'm guessing Dr. Jeff is going to win this one.
From Galveston.
No.
Oh, you're talking about when? Oh, yeah, I did a show from South Korea.
We didn't know it.
At 3 a.m. Yeah, that goes back to what Dietrich was saying, is I love being on this show. Now, unlike Dietrich, I probably would have been on anyone's show, but I really like being on yours. And so, yeah, I was in South Korea. It was probably 3 a.m, I woke up, you know, a few minutes before to get pretty.
Yeah. Did it work?
If you feel pretty, you talk pretty. And
well, that's good news. I want to remind everyone, this is Town Square. I'm Ernie Manous in studio with, of course, Dr. Jeff, Jennifer Mattu, and Dr. Troisi. I know we've got a couple folks lined up on the line that we haven't gotten to yet. Please hang on the lines, because right now joining us, somebody really who was at the forefront of so much of what we were learning and what was going on. And again, someone who can testify to the fact it's not easy being out there helping to educate people who are scared. Dr. Peter Hotez, Dean of the School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine, always a good friend of the show. Dr. Hotez, thank you so much for popping in today.
Oh, thanks, Ernie. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. And I'm so sorry the show is closing. I know something else is something great is coming along, but I just wanted to thank you for all your wisdom and support and interest, especially during this pandemic and even before. We often had to give some tough news, and it's not easy giving bad news to people. And I think you had I think your last caller said it very nicely. You had a very special demeanor and a way to do it in a calm and informative and instructive way without the hype. And it was a real privilege for me to be on the show.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I have to say, though, I don't know how much my praise matters to you with all the awards and all the recognition you've gotten, but I do have to thank you for being one of those voices out there that stood true to information in the face of misinformation, confusion, fear, and continuing to try and educate people. What you exemplify in your work is what we hope to do each day, or did hope to do on this show. And I really appreciate the work you do. And thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, obviously the disinformation has been awful, and it's only getting worse, I think, as we head into the election season, unfortunately. But that is reality. So I think, for the two of us having reasonable conversations and trying to sort out through sometimes conflicting data and information, was something I always welcomed and looked forward to.
Dr. Hote says, thank you very much. One other thing, we mentioned it once before on the show a while ago. I still get a thrill out of it. For those of you who don't know, Cher wrote the intro to one of Dr. Hote's first books. I still don't know how that happened, but I really think that's awesome.
Well, I look forward to telling you the story there, but she's a wonderful lady.
Dr. Peter Hotez, Dean of the School of Tropical Medicine, a regular contributor to this show from Baylor College of Medicine. Thank you, doctor. Somebody else who contributed an awful lot to the show over the time was Dr. Melanie Price. She's been a member of the family here of Houston Public Media for a while. She's a professor of political science at Prairie View A&M. And when this show took a turn to start looking at social justice, she was right there with us to help us make sense of it and explain it and educate an audience who maybe wasn't familiar to what was happening in all aspects of our community. Dr. Price, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm so sorry to hear that this is the end of the show, and I'm glad to hear that it's not the end of Ernie Manoose.
Oh, no, far from the end of me. We were trying to count it up the other day. I have been here over 27 years, and I think this is maybe the 10th vehicle of mine that has come to an end, and you know what? There's always another one around the corner. So anyone...
So you're much more prepared for it than we are.
Not at all. I was petrified when I didn't know what was going on at first, but I came to realize, all things, as one of our writers sent in a little earlier today, there is a season. And this was the season to say we did what we came out to do, and we learned and we grew. I'm curious, Dr. Price, coming on the show, how important that was during the times that we have been facing when it comes to social justice?
I think it was particularly important because, first, I'll say that you were my first entree into Houston public media when I returned to live here in 2019. So in a way, everything that I've done since 2019 on Houston public media, your show was an audition for that. So I have to thank you because it has given me lots of opportunities. But I will say that, as a native Houstonian and a person who cares very much about this city, you offered us a place to have real conversations about what race and justice means, about how we deal with difference in our community because we are so diverse, what that actually means for us. If we can't figure out how to live in a diverse world, then there's no hope for Houston as a city because it's one of the most diverse cities in the world. And so you have gone a long way to help us figure that out.
Dr. Price, thank you so much. Thank you for being part of our family, for coming on this show, for continuing to help us be better than we initially were. Thank you. And I look forward to more projects we'll work on together here at the station.
I'm very excited about it. I should also say that this is the one place where all my high school friends and all my neighbors and my family members, they hear me on here and they think I've really accomplished something.
Dr. Price, thank you very much.
More for that reason alone.
Thank you.
All right,
take care. Dr. Melanie Price, professor of political science at Prairie View A&M. I do want to, we've had a call holding because we got a little out of order a little earlier in the show. She is the managing director at Miller Outdoor Theater. I have known her, I think, my entire life in Houston, and I couldn't imagine it without her in it. Sissy Siegel Davis is on the line. Hello, Sissy.
Ernie.
Sissy.
You and I were babies. We were babies when we started our journey together. I am so, I'm sorry to hear that this one is ending, because you have served this community so well with your usual careful consideration, your respect for the guests you bring on, your respect for the topics, the fact that you do your homework, you do your research. I have always felt, and I've told people this, you are the best interviewer that we have in this city. You truly are the best. And I'm so excited that you will be at the Miller Theater Gala in November.
I will. You're God dropping bless them, a breaking news
is
here
honoring
for folks.
Me. Yeah. It's the gala is honoring me. It's honoring Miller Theater's 100th birthday celebration.
And clarify, but it's also, not your 100th birthday celebration.
No,
just Miller
no.
Theater.
Just Miller's. But I'm as people should know by now, I'm retiring at the end of December.
Yeah.
So it's a chance for the board to say thank you to me, but also you are going to have a conversation with the incredible Rita Moreno, who is our very special guest for that gala. And I could think of no one better than you for that job. So,
Sissy, thank you so much.
I am thrilled that you're going to do that. You've been my friend. We have both, pushed each other to be better. You've been such a friend of the arts. And, people who know me know that's where my heart is.
Yeah.
The
well,
arts
this is
are
a
critical.
It's a great city when
happens.
It comes to supporting the arts. You have been such a major player. What you bring free of charge to this community at Miller every year is breathtaking. No other city has it, because no other city has you. Thank you very much, Sissy, for calling in. Let's see what project we work
on
next together right here at Houston Public Media. Thank
you.
We're supposed to take a break here right now, but quickly I want to grab one other caller who's on the line so I don't keep him waiting, because he's a senator after all. Paul Betancourt is on the line. Paul, excuse me, Mr. Senator. I don't want to be too casual with you.
Hey, Ernie, what's happening? You getting promoted, man? You're losing your show. I just passed the greatest property tax relief bill in history. We should have been talking about that today. And yet you're going upstairs in PBS or NBIA. What's happening?
Well, as you know, Senator, over the years we have been on so many different projects together here at the station. We've known each other a long time. You've always been a good friend of not just myself, but our projects, our station. And it's good to know that we can reach out and talk to the people that are making policy for all of us and to get a better understanding of what's happening in government. You've always made yourself available to this show, and I can't thank you enough for doing that.
Well, I tell you, Ernie, look, as everybody said, you're a great interview, you know what you're doing, and you get out information the public needs, and that's why Town Square worked. Look, we go back even past, Downton Abbey Manor. We go way back in the time, okay?
We do.
And
we go back to when you were just Paul.
When I was a tax assessor for a tax cut, a.k.a. the tax man, okay?
Yep.
So God bless you, Ernie. You've always been a real jewel for our community. You always will be in whatever role you have. And just look for that whopping tax cut that I'm getting you in your tax bill in the fall.
Senator, thank you very much for calling in. Texas State Senator Paul Betancourt. We've got to take a quick break. We still have our three studio guests with us who are barely getting a chance to talk today. Remember, you can keep in touch with us through social media. You can actually find me outside of the show, because we're bringing the show down, but at Ernie on TV. Feel free to reach out to me. And, the complete Town Square with Ernie Manous archive is remaining available out there as a podcast. You can either find it at townsquaretalk.org or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the final Town Square on your NPR station, News 88.7. I'm Ernie Manous. We'll be right back.
The best is yet to come. We got the bad days on the run. Turn your head up to the sun. And the best is yet to come.
This is the final Town Square. I'm Ernie Manoos. Don't worry, though. None of us are going anywhere. It's just this show, this project, this entity has reached what it needed to accomplish, and so we're going to give it a rest. We're going to let it go to bed. But we'll still be here. You can reach out to us still at talk@townsquaretalk.org. In the studio with me is Dr. Catherine Troisi, Jennifer Mattu, and Dr. Jeff Temple. And now joining us on the line, one of our favorite guests. She was with us through the dark days of COVID as well. Dr. Susan McClellan, Professor of Infectious Disease Division at UTMB. Dr. McClellan, I know you're on the road and you stopped to make this call to call in and join us. Thank you so much.
Well, Ernie, as always, such a pleasure to be on your show. Such a sad thing that it's for the swan song. And no, I didn't stop. So if you hear a crash, stop asking questions. But as I said, it's been such a pleasure getting the opportunity to get on the airwaves with you, unfortunately, for most of my career with you, by long distance. And we were just getting back into the idea of coming into the studio. So, God, my heart is broken.
Well, I have to say something that stands out to me about you and why I knew you were going to be a great guest for this show. In the beginning, I was trying to find ways to ask these questions as gingerly as possible. And I do believe I made reference to if two people are wanting to be close, to be intimate, what should they know? And you said, are you talking about sex? Is that what we're talking? And I thought, okay, I like her. We're going to keep this one around.
I think you had to quickly make a disclaimer that that wasn't a usual word on NPR, but nonetheless, I get the idea.
But I think that is what was so important about this show, is that we realized the severity of the times, and it wasn't a time to try and gingerly walk around topics. People needed to know information, and our medical experts like you, Dr. McClellan, came on and were straight with the audience, told them what they really needed to know at the moment it was and what we knew at that time, and that was so important. Thank you for that.
Oh, it was so much my pleasure to get the opportunity to do so. And to try to get across, I guess, the concepts of public health and public health measures. And I'll the sort of sappy version of it that you heard me say sometimes. But, you know, public health and these measures is all about being kind to the other people around you. Maybe not visibly in the way when you give money to a beggar, but being kind to your human community. And recognizing that sometimes that takes a little bit of inconvenience. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a silly little message, but that's really the basis of everything we do on the public health side.
Dr. McClellan, thank you so much. Have a good time wherever you're going. And we really appreciate all that you did and gave to this community through this program.
Well, again, thank you so much for the opportunity to get on. And talk to everybody. It's been a blast.
Thank you. Dr. Susan McClellan, Professor of Infectious Disease Division at UTMB. You know, as we talked about earlier, and I will talk about as we wrap this show up, this show went to a lot of different places as we moved away from COVID. We talked about LGBTQ+, AI+, issues. We talked about legal issues. We talked about technology and the advances in technology. And of course, we talked about government. Guests from all of those arenas took an opportunity to leave us a message. And let's play those now.
Hey, Ernie and the Town Square crew. This is Pete Makopoulos, Sam Fleber from Translegal Aid Clinic of Texas. I wanted to reach out and give a big thank you and my sincere congratulations to all of you for putting on such a tremendous program for several years now through one of the toughest times, definitely in my lifetime and surely for several others. I think that you all did a fantastic job of putting voices to really tough, hard to grasp issues and unique problems and challenges that we faced through the pandemic and beyond. We are living in very strange times, socially, politically, economically, and you all approached it with grace and sincerity and made it a learning opportunity and a fantastic experience for everyone involved. I learned so much from your listeners, I learned so much from you, and I really value that I was able to be a part of Town Square, and I wish you all the very best in your continued endeavors, which I know will impact our community. Thank you.
Hi, Ernie. It's Vanessa Gilmore. I wanted to wish you well and say thank you for the opportunities to appear on your show, Town Square with Ernie Manous. I appreciate your confidence in my ability as a retired federal judge to share important topics with your audience. Your show was informative, enlightening, and provided the kind of in-depth coverage on issues that is so lacking in most media and so important in helping your listeners truly understand issues that impact their lives. I especially appreciated being able to have in-depth discussions with you about all of the legal issues occurring in the United States at this time, from explaining the confirmation process, how indictments work, the nature of search warrants, the arraignment process, and myriad other issues. There really isn't another news source that allows for the kind of comprehensive coverage of these issues, as well as other issues important to our community. Best wishes for continued success. Please continue to be a light in the world. Sincerely, Judge Vanessa Gilmore.
Hi, Ernie. This is Doc Bronk. I'm going to miss Town Square, and I can't wait to see the next things you do. Thanks.
Hi, Ernie. Sylvia Garcia, Congresswoman here. Thank you again for every time that we've been able to do a show together on so many topics that are so important to the Town Square of Houston. We've covered everything from COVID and shots to, you know, the debt ceiling, you know, some of my favorite things to do in Houston and so much. Thank you for always being there. And it's been great to see the program grow and always be there with a big heart of Houston. So thank you again for the many years, and I look forward to your next adventure. Take care. You know where to find me.
Wow. We do know where to find you, Representative Garcia, and also Chris Bronk from U of H, Judge Gilmore, and Pete Macropoulos, Steph Leber. Thank you all for those very kind words and messages. I thought it was important to play that just to show the range of the different things we covered on the show. But we also did touch a lot of people's lives, I believe. And I think we did a yeoman's job here of helping our community. Jennifer, I keep having you read things that come in, but we got another message from one of our listeners.
I will gladly read them in my teacher voice. This is from Steve. Town Square became must-hear listening in my house in the spring of 2020. My spouse, now deceased, who had early-onset Alzheimer's, came home with me from a day facility due to COVID. There began a year-plus period of in-home care and hospice. Town Square and your calm, upbeat voice and guests got me through so much, so many days. Now retired, I am not happy to hear you are stopping Town Square, but it's also a sign for all of us that life moves on. Thanks for being there for me.
And thank you very much for sharing that. And I'm sorry for your loss. I hope, though, that we did help in some way, in some little way. You know, Jennifer, I keep having you read things to us today, but you also write things.
I do.
Everyone that knows you from the book Moxie and then the movie, of course, that followed from that and all the other things. But you've got some new stuff coming out.
I sure do. I have a book coming out next month called Down Came the Rain. It is my last YA novel for a while, and it's set right here in Houston. It follows two Houston teenagers in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey as they grapple with their feelings about climate change and their eco-anxiety. And then next year, I've got another novel set in Houston. It's my first novel for adults. It's called The Faculty Lounge, and it follows a wide cast of characters at a big public high school in Houston. So write what you know, I guess.
Yes, because you do work there. Dr. Troisi, I'm curious, are we worried at the little bits of inklings of things we're hearing about new variants and things like that, or are we in a good place?
So what were those words? Don't panic, but be prepared.
Yeah, that's what you started us with.
Yeah. You know, we are seeing an uptick in cases, but cases are at the lowest they've been since the start of the pandemic. We aren't really measuring cases. We're measuring hospitalizations. But because this virus can mutate easily, we're always concerned and watching when new variants occur. Luckily, the one that's out there right now that's gaining traction, the vaccine, should protect us against. And I would urge everyone, particularly those at higher risk, to get the bivalent booster when it comes out next month to provide better protection.
Dr. Hotez was talking about that a few weeks back on the show, and I was in the place of, do I get my next shot now or do I wait for the bivalent? He's like, you can probably wait, but make sure you get it when it comes out. So,
right, and keep an eye on what's happening in the community.
Keeping an eye on what's happening, Dr. Jeff, you keep an eye on that much closer than a lot of people. And we went through some very difficult times on this show in things that were happening in the community, not just, and when I say community, I mean the nation as a whole. And we sat there in sorrow at a lot of points. But things have been quiet for a little bit, it seems, or we're just tired or overhearing about it. What do you take?
Unfortunately, I think there is a bit of impending doom or waiting for the other shoe to drop, so to speak. And I worry that the last wave of the pandemic is going to be a mental health wave. And we're not there yet. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. And I don't mean to end my time here on a sour note, but I will say,
thanks, Dr. Jeff.
On the flip side of that, and your show is a testament to this, is how much more open we are as a community in talking about the importance of mental health and the importance of seeing a psychologist or a mental health professional and realizing that we have to take care of ourselves. And you know, I don't think this show would have worked 20 years ago with respect to mental health because there was such a stigma. Now people know that we have to have a take care of our mental health like we do our physical health. And it's so important, and I think that COVID sped that up a little bit, that we realized that we have to take care of us.
Okay, this is where it gets hard, because these are the final moments here. First of all, I want to thank all three of you for being in studio with us. I want to thank Dr. Catherine Troisi from UT Health, Jennifer Mathieu, author and teacher here in our community, toiling in the classroom every day, Dr. Jeff Temple from UTMB. What a ride this has been. Before we go, 3.5 years ago, we started with a simple mission in a difficult time, to get as much accurate information surrounding COVID-19 out to our community. But we quickly realized we had the ability and the responsibility to do even more. Airing daily at 3 p.m. enabled us to cover events as they were happening. We watched together as riots grew in Minneapolis following the death of George Floyd. We anchored the national NPR coverage of his Houston funeral on this very show. We watched in horror as the Capitol was attacked on January 6th and sat in sorrow as the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 reached 1 million. We were outraged at the growing gun violence in this country and covered its impact as the news was breaking around the Uvalde shootings. We were together through local and national elections and often gave immediate commentary after impeachments and indictments. We lived through 3.5 years of some of this country's most difficult times. And together, we made it through. We had some fun, too. When things were calm, the show was a bit more eclectic. Performers and authors, freedom fighters and philosophers, bridal shows and art cars. You're never quite sure what you were going to get when you tuned in. But, oh, you dedicated townies, you continued tuning in and going on this adventure with us. We do hope, no matter what we covered, you found it enriching, educational, and thoughtful. The amount of time every one of us has is limited, and we never forgot how precious each hour you shared with us was. Our work here is done. We accomplished what we set out to do and so much more. We laughed and we cried, we were enraged and we found healing, and at the end of it all, as a family, I hope we came to better understand each other a little bit better. We, the Town Square team, are all moving on to new projects here at Houston Public Media and look forward to sharing with you again soon. So all that's left to say really is goodbye. On behalf of Houston Public Media, I'm Ernie Manous. Thanks for listening.
Square with Ernie Manous was brought to you by Ayanna Air, Jennifer Altai, Garrett Bowman, Daisy Espinoza, Don Geraci, Matt Harrop, Todd Holslander, Catherine Liu, Mariana Navarro, David Pittman, Lisa Rospero, Troy Schultz, Celeste Sherman, Brenda Valdivia, and Ernie Manous. The opinions of guests and callers do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff, management, or underwriters of Houston Public Media.
Seen the last of me, you haven't seen the last of me.